Hello and welcome. Welcome all. Today's episode is going to be how to restore yourself after being broken. For me, I've been in several past relationships with several type of different men. And I've seemed to be failed or betrayed, as some people may call it, in many ways, dealing with these men from the past. So the thing is, what do we do when we have been extremely hurt repeatedly, repetitiously? You know, there comes a point in life where you feel like, oh, well, if I continue to date someone else, I can get over him, or I'll just go here and move on, or I go hang out and I'll meet some new friends and it'll just be over. And sometimes that's just not the best fix, you know? Sometimes you have to basically stop. You have to stop the tape. You have to pause it and you have to recap some things, and you also have to be willing to let go of a lot of things that may have encountered in your past relationships in order to prepare yourself for your new relationship. So I will just give you guys a brief rundown over the last past 3 years of my life, up until this point. I've dealt with two men. One is my daughter's father. We broke up right after she was born, about 2 months after she was born. He moved away and he quickly moved on with his life. Of course, I was devastated. Of course, I felt like we should have been together. We should have been married. I felt like this was my first child. I expected so much more from this relationship. But I had to accept the fact that it did not work. I had to do what I had to do as a woman and take care of a child at this point. So I had no time to reflect on all of the things, you know, as far as why this happened, or, you know, why me, you know? So with that being said, what I did was I really took some time to myself the first year after my daughter was born. I was celibate. I had no sex. I was not dating. I would talk to a couple of guys here and there, but I just didn't want to step back out into that zone and end up being hurt again. It took some time to heal. So after a full year of me being alone, I eventually met someone. And in the process of me meeting this person, we seemed to have, you know, clicked. We would talk every day. He would call every morning, text throughout the day. I felt that, okay, maybe I should try this. We eventually started dating, and then things started to unfold again. This man was basically in the process of going through a divorce. So at that point, I had a choice to either remain friends with him or remain in contact with him or distance myself from him, which, of course, I did not. I continued to date him. things became very shaky with us after me knowing these things. Of course, I wasn't happy, but I stayed around. The divorce finally went through a couple of months after us dating. Everything was finalized. I feel okay. Maybe we can grow now. At this point, there was still no happiness with this person, but I still stuck around. I would begin to see things as far as patterns of lying from this man. I found a few things in the phone, and it was just a lie after lie after lie. And yeah, I know a lot of you women are probably like, oh, well, why are you checking this man's phone? Well, it wasn't like I was just checking his phone. It was just the point that, you know, we would be around one another, and he would just get all of these private calls, and his phone would just ring, 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 ring. So one day I just told him to answer it and see who it was. And when he answered, of course, there was a woman on the other line asking why did he have her number blocked, and she had been trying to call him and this and that. And of course, he reacted as, you know, very aggressive towards her, like, don't call me, why are you calling me? And then he, you know, went on to act very aggressive towards me as if I was the reason, you know. And I just felt like, hey, you know, you just basically got caught up. You know, your lies have caught up with you. And they had been done that. But I had still given this man chance after chance. So I would say after maybe 9 months of the same thing back and forth. Yes, I dealt with this for nine months of wasted time. I finally got to a point where I had no feelings for him. I stuck around as a friend. The sex was not a factor at all. We began to wing away from one another. I did. Of course, he would still call and try, but I just didn't have the urge or the energy to give him that type of affection. I was not intimate with him anymore. He didn't turn me on in any type of way. If anything, he turned me off completely. But I tried to be a friend and let him go easily. So I can remember around June, I bought me a home. And him and some friend guys of his, they actually all moved me into this new home. And at that time, I was telling myself, I really don't even want him to do this because I don't want him to feel like he's a part of my new beginning. I should have just left him. I didn't want him to know where I stayed or anything. But I was so busy and so tired at the time. I went the cheapest route, of course. I rented a moving truck, and I was like, okay, we're going to get all this stuff moved in, and this guy will just be out of my life. Well, I laid it down the first few times to him and let him know that this was my home and not his. No one else would be moving in with me. And a lot of things changed immediately with him. He stopped doing as he used to. He didn't want to hang with me like he used to. You know, hey, that's cool. Because this is where I kind of wanted to be at this point. But during all of those things, you know, my birthday was coming up the next month. And we had basically made plans to go on a trip. So, remind you, I really don't want anything to make you feel led on as if I want to be back with you or we're still together. So I made myself very clear that I really did not want to go on this trip. I understand it was my birthday, but I would have just been fine at home in my own comfort zone, celebrating my birthday with friends and family, if that's what it came to. This trip was something that I did not have to do. This was something that he wanted to do for me. So I go on this trip with this guy. And the entire time, there is not a happy vibe. But we're there. We're just together on a trip. We went out to eat. We did a few things. And I can recall making it back to the room. We were due to leave out on a Sunday night, and we made it back to the room on a Saturday evening after a boat ride. We got back to the room. His attitude was just horrible. I'm down here trying to please you and this and that, and you just seem so ungrateful. These are things that he was saying, to me. And my reply back was, you didn't have to do any of this. I told you that we didn't have to do this. We didn't have to go on this trip. So he marches out of the room, and I put my phone on the charger. And after him being gone for about 45 minutes to an hour, I decided to go down and look for him. He was sitting out by the pool and the jacuzzi, you know, around the palm trees and all that nice atmosphere. And he was on the phone. And I walked up to him, and he got off of the phone. And after he got off of the phone, he went marching back into the room. Or it was, he went back into the hotel, but of course he went back into the room as well. I hadn't made it back up there. So I say after 10 or 15 minutes later, I decided to go up to the room and get my phone, because my phone was still on the charger in the room. I returned to my phone, and my phone was locked up. It was locked up for a certain amount of time because basically he had tried to unlock the phone, go through my phone, and try to check stuff. I don't know what the deal was. It was a big sign of insecurity in a man. So at this point, I was like, you know, hey, what are you doing? Why do you feel like you need to go through my phone? What's going on? You know, hey, we're supposed to be having a good time. Oh, here he goes. Well, to make a long story short, this man flipped out. He didn't physically hit me or anything of that nature, but he verbally abused the whole situation for about an hour and a half or two, to the point it left me to get my own hotel room and to catch my own flight back home, which I was totally okay with it, because at this point I had made up in my mind I absolutely wanted no dealings with this person. Of course, after we returned back to our home destination, I received several private calls. I received emails, text messages, and other things while his number was on block. And all I know is I just wanted to be away from this person. So it's Friday night, March 13th, 2020. And I find myself sitting in my bed alone, thinking, just thinking, what is a soulmate? What is a soulmate? When, where, how? How do you meet your soulmate? Or how did you meet your soulmate? Or when do you meet your soulmate? Should I first be in tech with my own soul in order to meet a soulmate? I don't know. I can't answer that question. I find myself lonely, vulnerable, miserable. I went 9 months straight without having any type of physical sex. And just this past week, I just did some of the disgusting, a couple of most disgusting things that I could even stand to do. I had sex. It was with someone that I've known for a very long time, over 8 years. But this someone is someone that I have no feeling for, not even physically attractive to this person. It was just like I was just doing it for the moment. After I was done, there was nothing. There was nothing. Twice this week. And I just have to ask myself sometimes, why is this person even in your space? Why? Are they a distraction? What are they doing to help benefit you? You know, my space and my time is very valuable. And I have to remind myself of that. I don't have an issue at all. Well, maybe I do. Maybe I have several issues. Maybe I even need professional counseling. I'm not sure. But what I can say is, this single life, it gets depressing. It gets boring. I'm young. I have so much life to feel like I have no one to hug me, no one to make me laugh, no one to play with. I just feel like I deserve those things. And I know those things won't complete me. But why can't I even embrace and enjoy those moments? I know God doesn't show your heart to everyone. I know He doesn't. That's why I'm here making this podcast, because maybe there's someone out there that has gone through something similar, if not the same, as of what I'm going through or what I've gone through. It is very hard to just meet someone who is as dedicated and honest as you are. I have tried. I'm ready to walk forward. I'm tired of being single. I'm tired of being lonely. And I just feel like it's time for a new door to open in my life, in my love life, to be exact. And I feel that way for quite some time. Now, don't get me wrong, just because I feel that it's time
doesn't necessarily mean it is. Doesn't mean that God sees that it's time. But I can honestly say I have tried. I have met guys that have asked me for my number, and I don't budge to give it out to them. And then I give it to them, and they don't even use it wisely. It's a what you doing in the middle of the day. It's 2 and 3 o'clock on a weekday. What else is the normal person doing? The person that works, the honest person that gets up every morning and put on her clothes and wear a face to work and be happy and be thankful and try to remain humble. What else am I doing? I mean, what type of question is that? For one, I just can't pinpoint a lot of things that people do towards me. But I can say it slowly hurts me. It slowly tears me apart. And it hurts my feelings to know that people really are not who they portray to be. People are all for themselves. I just hope that things will get better for myself. I pray that God will place the man that's for me in my life. I will continue to pray. I have prayed for years, and I will continue to pray. If I have to do that, then I will do just that. Meanwhile, I just pray for the best outcome on my behalf and for my future husband's behalf, because I am claiming him.